Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a very busy edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to hang out with you over the next 3 hours as we talk about some of the biggest stories facing our nation. And we are just thrilled that you have decided there are a lot of things you can be doing noon to 3
triggering
Eastern.
And
that's not one of them. But there are a lot of things happening in our country, a lot of things going on that you could be doing, but you have chosen to hang out with us, and we are mighty thankful for that. I want to go ahead and give out the telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling the program today. Our telephone number, it is a toll-free call, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. Avery working very hard on our live show blog today. And you say, well, Todd, what's on this live show blog? Well, we have links to a lot of the stories that we're talking about. We do not talk out the wazoo, as you know. We provide all of the content, all of the stories that we cover, we provide for you so you can read it for yourself. Just don't take our word for it. Just read it for yourself. So, look, I want to start out today with a developing story out of Hollywood. Many of you are fans of Disney Plus. You watch the movies. Your kids watch the movies. One of the big TV shows coming out of Disney over the past couple of months has been a spinoff of the Star Wars saga, a program called Mandalorian. And Avery, I know you are the resident Star Wars expert, and this is a big and very popular show. And we're going to get to Avery in just a moment. But the story out of Hollywood is that one of the stars, one of the top stars of the television program Mandalorian, Gina Carano, has been officially fired from Mandalorian. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I've seen the movie or the TV series. A big fan of it. Avery and Grace got me hooked on this thing, and I'm watching Mandalorian, and I had no idea that Gina Carano was, in fact, a conservative. But she is not only a conservative, she is a pro-Trump conservative. And, of course, in Hollywood, that's like being an evangelical Christian. You become a pariah. There is a giant target on you because of your cultural and political beliefs. So Ms. Carano has been weighing in on the culture, as many of us do on our social media platforms. And she made the observation that a lot of the things that are happening in our country right now remind her of what was happening back in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. And I want to read this. I want to read this to you. This is what she wrote on an Instagram post. And by the way, if you don't follow us on Instagram, you should. Todd Starnes FNC. We've got the blue check mark. There are a lot of fake Starnes pages out there. So the blue check mark identifies us as the legitimate side. But anyway, here's what Gina Carano wrote on Instagram that has caused such chaos and controversy. Quote, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children, because history is edited. Most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? So the point of all of this, she was talking about how the left in this country at this very moment, they are out there and they're trying to shame, publicly shame and smear Trump supporters. And we've covered these stories over the past, well, I don't, it's not just several months. This goes all the way back to the presidential campaign of 2016. And what did the Nazis do? Just think about this for a moment. What did the Nazis do to the Jews? Early on, it wasn't just like one day They just showed up at the front door and hauled off the Jews and sent them to the concentration camps. There was a process. There was a method that they used to get to that point. And when you look at what happened in the early days of Nazi Germany, there was an effort that was made to dehumanize the Jewish people. And it was very successful. It was a propaganda campaign. And Ms. Carano is on to something here. I mean, there is a striking similarity to the propaganda campaigns in the 1930s and early Nazi Germany. There's a striking comparison to what was happening in the culture then to what's happening here in the United States of America. And again, you had, you know, when you look at Hitler, he was an artist. And when you look at what, so he was part of the arts community. These were far leftists. These were people who were not devout people of faith. And when you look at what's happening here in this country, where you have the arts community declaring war on conservatives and people of faith. But there was an effort, and there has been an effort underway to dehumanize Trump supporters, just like the Nazis dehumanized Jews in the 1930s. And again, it's a process of conditioning the general population. So when you go back to 2016, and when you read my book, Culture Jihad, I write about this. A lot of people were caught up in Hillary Clinton's remarks about the basket of deplorables. Remember that? She was speaking on 42nd Street to a bunch of the LGBT crowd, and she said that Trump supporters, you could put them in a basket. They're a basket of deplorables. They're xenophobes and homophobes and bigots and racists, and she just went right down the line. But she said something else, and it, a lot of people forget that she said this, but to me, it was the most important word that she said. She said that we just weren't deplorable, but that we were irredeemable, that we were beyond redemption. In other words, there's almost this idea that if someone is beyond redemption, that you can go out there and you can use a baseball bat and beat them to death in the streets. You can go out there and you can attack women and children and leave them bloodied and beaten in the streets. And when you look at what happened, when you had Hillary Clinton making those comments, and then you have Joe Biden following up and saying we're the dregs of society, when you have Eric Holder who says when they go low, we kick you kick them. And I'm just paraphrasing here. I didn't get the quote accurate, but or the quote directly, but that is the paraphrase. You have Barack Hussein Obama saying, when they bring a knife to the fight, you bring a gun. A direct quote from the former president of the United States. So what Ms. Carano was trying to do here was she was trying to shine a great big giant spotlight on a very disturbing problem in America, where you have Hollywood, you have left-leaning artists, musicians, actors, you have the Democrats, you have the academic elites, and they're out there now targeting Trump supporters just like the Nazis targeted the Jews. And part of this process, part of this campaign is to dehumanize you. If you go to church, if you believe that the only way to get to heaven is through a relationship with Christ, well, that makes you a bigot. That makes you intolerant. That makes you unworthy of being able to live and own a business and be a productive member of society. You no longer have a voice in the public marketplace. If you are a person who believes that God created a man and God created a woman and then Facebook created everything else, well, that makes you a bigot, a homophobe, transphobic. If you are a person out there in America and you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's what your faith teaches you, well, that makes you an intolerant person who's not allowed to have a voice in society. And we know this is happening because there have been prominent Democrats out there saying we need to create a registry of Trump supporters. We need to create a registry of the people who work for Donald Trump, and those people need to be put on a blacklist, and they should not be able to get jobs. They should be forced to go on welfare and live in some sort of an obscure trailer park in some godforsaken place. That's what the Democrats are saying. That's what their supporters are advocating. As a matter of fact, you had the attorney for Public Broadcast System come out and say that the children of Trump supporters should be physically removed from the home and they should be placed in enlightenment camps so they could be deprogrammed. You had Bernie Sanders campaign staffers saying that Trump supporters and Trump administration officials should be put into gulags, re-education camps, so they could be deprogrammed. We're not making this stuff up, folks. These are stories that we have documented. Project Veritas has the audio and the video recordings. This is a real situation. And so you have this woman, Gina Carano. She is an actress. And all she did was she dared to share a political or cultural viewpoint. Heaven forbid it does not line up with Kathy Griffin and Susan Sarandon and all the others out there in Hollywood who are far leftist, the folks who are advocating Johnny Depp, the folks who are advocating for the president, Donald John Trump, to be assassinated. That's okay in their minds, because you know what? You know why that's okay? Do you know why it's okay for the left to get out there and say we should have the president should be assassinated, that Donald Trump should have his head chopped off? Do you know why? Because they bought into what Hillary Clinton was saying, that Trump supporters and Donald Trump himself is not worthy of even being a human, not worthy of being considered a human being. It's almost like you're a little bug, an insect, and you can squash the insect with your jackboot. That's what they think about Trump supporters. And that's exactly what they thought about the Jews back in 1930s Germany. So I've got more to say about this. And I want to we've got this statement from Lucasfilm. I mean, this woman was fired. And we're going to continue to read some of her other controversial statements here, because they're not all that controversial. It's the truth. They clearly cannot handle the truth. But what she said is, in fact, true. And we need to have a conversation about that. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, our live show blog is toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
Well, I just know that Avery Bryson is fired up over this. I know we were chatting about it earlier today, Avery, but a lot of people are calling for a boycott of Disney now because of what they've done, what Lucasfilm has done to Gina Carano.
Yeah, it really is just such a sad thing what's happened to her, because, I mean, like, I just was scrolling through Twitter just now trying to find some clips for the live show blog, and I saw one from PragerU that says Disney claims to support strong, free-thinking women until it actually employs a strong, free-thinking woman, and then it tagged Gina Carano. Because, I mean, I totally agree. Like, I didn't know this actress at all before she was cast in this show. Didn't know any of her past roles or anything that she had done before. And it also turns out that she's an ex-MMA fighter, so that's really, really cool.
Yeah, she's. But, I mean, like, she is built. I mean, she could probably, yeah, you know, bench press the Buick.
Yeah, I would be terrified to shake her hand even, just because she is just, you know, she's just large and in charge, and, you know, she's just an intimidating person. But also, like, she's a super nice person as well at the same time. And so, yeah, and, like, to find out that, you know, she was conservative was it's always kind of nice, you know, to find. Of course, it's always nice to find actors, actresses, singer-songwriters that have the same political views as you. But, I mean, for my personal preference, I don't care too much about what an actor or actress's political views are, as long as they don't tell me that that's what my political views should be. And so that's the same thing that Ms. Carano was doing. She wasn't telling anybody that this is how you should think. She was just presenting the facts, and then people, you know, were to make their own decisions based on those facts.
Now, there was Avery, there's another guy in Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal. Yeah, Pascal. So he actually posted something on his social media page.
Yes.
That compared the illegal alien kids in the cages to the Holocaust.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
That's okay. Disney's okay with that.
Yep.
But they're not okay with her because she is a conservative, and therefore she has to be canceled.
Yeah, it's truly a travesty, like, that she was canceled because of her political viewpoint, just because she was being different from what's in the, you know, from the norm. And it, I mean, again, it's just really sad because I enjoyed seeing this actress in this show. I thought she was a great performer. And that's, like, again, that comes down to the end of the day. All these actors and actresses that are quote woke and whatnot, that's all they are. They're performers. That's their job. Their job is to perform things and to be dramatic and to blow things out of proportion. And so, I mean, it's just, again, I just can't think of anything else to say other than it's just sad that she was canceled for thinking for herself and just trying to, you know, enlighten her audience that she has on social media.
Now, she also got in trouble because she changed she added her pronouns to her Twitter profile. And she changed
yes.
her pronouns to beep, bop, boop. That was her. Very clever, actually. But now they're accusing her of being transphobic because she's harassing people by making fun of their pronouns.
But then again, at the same time, what that story that we covered about a week ago about a male ballet dancer who is wanting to now perform some more of the female parts has all of his pronouns are basically all the pronouns that exist. I believe it was like he identified with the pronouns he, they, them, and she. So, I mean, like what? I'm just as confused as if someone had told me their pronouns were beep, boop, and bop.
And
I mean,
Avery,
Avery,
that got me cancel cultured over at LinkedIn. Just sharing that story, I'm telling you, these transgender folks are just flat out evil. These activists, will come after you, and they will not just silence you; they want to destroy you, as they have done to Gina Carano here. This is just unbelievable. Here's what gets me, Avery, and we're going to have to talk more about this after the break because we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here. But here's what gets me. Walt Disney World embraces the pedophiles. I mean, how many horrible, horrible stories have we seen? Dozens of Disney people arrested, charged with heinous crimes against kids. That seems to be okay. That culture seems to be okay with Disney. Then you have this then you have all of the leftists out there. You have Mulan? Disney has no problem, ladies and gentlemen, with the Chinese. It's okay to embrace a country that slaughters people because of their religious beliefs, that enslaves people, but heaven forbid you have a strong, confident, conservative woman starring in a Disney film. Sounds like Disney's got a problem. What do you say here, folks? We'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. And, of course, Avery Bryson here with us as well, working on our live show blog. Just a couple of final thoughts here on this Disney censorship Mandalorian. And I am wondering, ladies and gentlemen, what is the response here? You know, a lot of people are saying you got to boycott Disney. You got to cancel the Disney Plus on your cable. You got to send a message to Disney that you're not going to tolerate this sort of censorship. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And, you know, Avery, I mean, I get that Hollywood is a far-left place, and the film industry is far-left. What troubles me is the message this sends to young filmmakers who, quite frankly, might be conservative, might be a person of faith, a Christian.
Yeah, especially, like, you know, I take that personally because right now here at Liberty University, I am a film major. I'm learning how to become a filmmaker. I have several classes a week where I learn about how to write a screenplay, how to write or how to direct actors and how to properly shoot a film and stuff like that. And so, I mean, like, there are I would be a liar if I didn't say that there have been several moments where I have, you know, thought to myself where I'm like, what if I complete my degree here? I do really well, you know, graduate with honors, and then all of a sudden I try to live out my life the way the Bible tells me to, and I try to pursue my dream, and I'm not allowed to because some people aren't willing to even tolerate my beliefs and things like that. And so, I mean, it's definitely disheartening for these for future filmmakers such as myself that might, you know, that don't even necessarily be people of faith, but are just conservative or have conservative ideals and things like that. And like a pretty decent person, I think, to compare to would probably be Elon Musk. Elon Musk is not a person of faith, but he's not necessarily conservative, but he definitely isn't a liberal. And so, I mean, he thinks for himself and he's willing to look at the facts and stuff like that. But I mean, all that to say is that like it is disheartening. And but I mean, the Lord's going to guide me through being a person of faith. I know that the Lord's going to guide me and he's going to lead me to the correct place that I need to be whatever at whatever time in my life and specifically in his timing, whenever he thinks that it's necessary for me to be there. So, I mean, it's disheartening. But then again, at the same time, because of my faith, I have no reason to fear of what my future is going to hold. So, I mean, but I mean, I know that there's going to be conflict and I just need to be, young filmmakers and people of faith in general and conservatives, we just need to be ready to fight. And so that's really what I got to say about that.
And the reality here is that you should not have to do that, Avery. I mean, this is America.
Oh, yeah.
You should, you know, we have something called freedom of expression, freedom of conscience, freedom of speech. And now the left is turning that around and they're saying, yeah, you've got those rights, but there's a price to pay for your beliefs. For how you express yourself, for what you are thinking, and that's what gets me.
Yeah, I had seen, again, I saw something on Twitter. There's like a right now, one of the things that's trending on Twitter is hashtag cancel culture. And so I saw like a little cartoon where there was like this little stick figure basically that someone had drawn out saying that cancel culture or whatever, or being canceled is not I can't remember the specific word, but it's not like it's not them taking away your First Amendment rights, which is totally backwards because that's exactly what it is. And in the cartoon, they were also saying just because me canceling you, me deciding to cancel you is not me trying to get rid of your First Amendment rights. It's me trying to get you to shut up so that I don't have to hear that. Fun fact, if you don't want to hear that, I suggest you going to other content creators, following other celebrities that do align with your beliefs. Is that healthy? No. But if you truly don't want to listen to anything that opposes your belief system in life, you can easily do that, and you can easily seclude yourself.
You certainly can't. Look, and there are even conservative talk radio hosts. I know one over at Fox, and they refuse to have conversations with their listeners. They actually refused initially to take any telephone calls because they didn't want to lower themselves, I guess, to have to talk to people on the phone. That's the mindset here. You know, on this radio program, we love that. We love talking to people. And as much as we love talking to people like, you know, Joe from LJ or Connor, our favorite millennial from Boston, or Miss Janice, we love talking to folks like Jerry the Liberal or anybody who has an opinion that differs from ours because we want to have that debate on the air. We're not trying to shut people up on this radio program. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of people out there, and folks, you heard from Avery, who is a film major. This is what he wants to do with his life. And the fact of the matter is there are people in Hollywood, major players, who do not want people like Avery to have a career in the film industry because he doesn't pledge allegiance. He doesn't bow down to their leftist ideology. And I got to tell you something. I've been watching I've been knee-deep in politics for months now, and I thought, you know, I'm going to take a break and just sit down and watch TV. So, Avery, over the past couple of days, I have been watching we used to call it the boob tube back in the day.
The boob tube.
And don't ask. And so I was watching a couple of nights ago, I was watching a TV show, and it was called SWAT. It was last night I was watching SWAT, and which is kind of a remake of an older version of the SWAT TV show, a cop drama. And it was all about Black Lives Matter and how you know, white people are bad, cops are bad, and it was just literally preaching to you through the television channel. And it's, you know, every single show now is all about forcing this leftist agenda. They have a remake of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I saw that coming to the CW, and the CW is a big social justice channel. I watch a couple of shows that are on there, but I'm starting to not anymore just because in general I don't think the writing for the show is doing all that great. But I mean, like, yeah, it's definitely a hey, look at us, we're being woke, please don't cancel us kind of network. So I mean, I have never seen the original Walker, Texas Ranger, but I know you just don't mess with anything that Chuck Norris has done.
All I can tell you is
that's as good as it's going
to
be.
All I can tell you, Avery, we're, what, 4 episodes in, I have yet to see a roundhouse kick. I'm just going to leave it there. That's all you need to know about the new Walker, Texas Ranger. It's very sad. Yeah,
there need to be roundhouse kicks left and right in that show, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made the original one great.
Yeah, well, yeah, because initially, and the whole thing is that they want to wussify Walker, Texas Ranger, because he got in trouble in the first episode for, you know, getting into a brawl. And of course, they have to wussify him now. So it's just unfortunate. And you know, you're sitting here, and you hate to think this, but you're like, okay, who's going to be the gay in the? You know what I mean? It's like, who's going to be? Oh, yeah. This was it. So there is a new version of Rescue 911, and it's set in Texas, called Lone Star 911.
Lone Star 911. Okay.
And it is like you've got a gay guy, a transgender guy or gal, you've got a Muslim. It's just like the United Nations of identity politics.
Is that like the show that, or like the 911, one of the 911s wasn't Rob Lowe in one of those?
That's the one. And he's like a metro, so he's like the only straight white guy, but he's a metrosexual who is obsessed with his hair products.
I kid you not.
So all that to say that this is all propaganda. And the propaganda, there was FBI, which is done by Dick Wolf, who created Law and Order. And for the past 4 or 5 episodes, all of the terrorists have been white guys. Honest to goodness. So if you watch TV, the only people blowing things up and killing people in America are white guys, and especially white Southern guys. That's the terrorist threat in America, according to television and Hollywood.
Yeah, it's totally backwards, and it's just, I mean, me personally, I don't like a whole lot of shows, because like there's this one show that's on HBO Max. It's one of the DC shows. It's called Titans. It's about, you know, a couple of DC superheroes and stuff like that. It's a very, very mature show. I have made the choice not to watch it anymore just because it's a little too edgy for my taste. But there's an episode where they deal with pedophiles and stuff like that. And it's in like one of the characters in the cast was affected by that in their childhood. And me personally, I don't. This sort of goes along with the point I'm trying to make with terrorism and stuff like that. I don't like to watch shows that seem too real, because that just makes me sad and think about this is how real life. I only think about all the bad moments where I have seen this in reality, and that's not what TV and movies are supposed to be about. They're supposed to be about something that you can take yourself out. Take yourself out of reality and place you into a new one that's fun and exciting. Yeah, there's danger and there's problems, and there are problems that can be applied to the real world, but I don't want something that says that's just a more dramatized interpretation of what's happening in the real world, because that's not fun for me. That makes me sad and honestly depressed at sometimes.
It's just obscene what's happening in this country right now. And Hollywood and the mainstream media, And moms and dads pay very close attention to what I'm about to tell you. It's not so much CNN and MSDNC that are influencing your kids. It's what's coming out of Hollywood, and it's what's coming out of the music industry. That's what's influencing your kids. That's why this country has gone to hell in a handbasket. That's why right now, at this very moment, if you do not believe that a grown man can chest feed a child or give birth to a baby, that makes you a transphobic person. This is where we are in America right now, where they actually believe there's no difference between men and women. We have science deniers, but they're on the left, ladies and gentlemen, not on the right. They're on the left. When you have people out there accusing this president of being a racist, you better believe they're the ones who are truly racist. And I'm talking about Donald John Trump. Because at the end of the day, I still think he is the duly elected president, even though they haven't been able to prove that the election was stolen. Hey, I got a question for you. We need to move on here. I was only going to mention this just for a smidge of time. But this, to me, this is the most pressing issue of our nation right now. We have a problem in this country where the mainstream media, Hollywood, controlled by the Democrats, they're being used as a propaganda machine, and they're literally destroying this nation. That's what's going on here. All right, so I want to move on. We're going to take a break. Dave Ramsey is trending on Twitter, and I don't know. I'm like, oh, my word, what has Dave Ramsey done? I love Dave Ramsey. And Dave Ramsey is trending because he said this on Fox News just a little while ago. He said, quote, "I don't believe in a stimulus check because if $600 or $1,400 changes your life, you are pretty much screwed already. You've got other issues going on." Wow. So we may touch on that. Also, Tucker Carlson last night weighing in on the truth of what happened on January the 6th. I want to talk about that as well. 844-747-8868. We are going to open up the phone lines. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Now, this is a very interesting story here. It turns out, according to Reuters, that a number of never-Trump Republicans are considering leaving the Republican Party. And they want to start their own political party. Not exactly sure what they're going to call them, perhaps the never-Trumpers. I don't know, the Rhino Party. I mean, you got the elephant for the Republicans, you got the donkey for the Democrats, and why not have a rhinoceros for the rhinos? But anyway, it's a fascinating development. Remember Evan McMullen? He's he was that guy running against Trump, and everybody was, you know, all the never Trumpers were jumping on board that guy's bandwagon. The problem was that he didn't have a band or a wagon. It was very disappointing. But this is from Reuters. The early stage discussions include former elected Republicans, former officials in the administrations of H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, and former President Trump. And we'll see how that goes. But all that to say, all you people wanting to leave the Republican Party and start a conservative party, hang tight for I've been trying to tell you guys, hang tight. Let's see what happens here, because it looks like the problem may possibly be resolving itself. We'll wait and see how that plays out. But as it now stands, it looks as though a number of moderate to liberal Republicans could be leaving the party to form their own shindig. And we'll keep you posted on that. Hey, just also a development, the White House now weighing in on the Dallas Mavericks. We talked about this yesterday. Mark Cuban says that they're no longer playing the national anthem at their basketball games. The NBA came back after all you-know-what broke loose and said, oh, yes, you are playing the national anthem. Everybody's playing the national anthem. You got to do it. I mean, the NBA's not stupid. They know the demographic out there buying tickets to the basketball games. They know the demographic watching those basketball games on TV. They don't want to lose all that revenue. So anyway, Jen Psaki over at the White House circled back around to this yesterday, and here's what she had to say about the Dallas Mavericks cut one.
First of all, what does President Biden think about the Dallas Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban, deciding to indefinitely stop playing the national anthem before his National Basketball Association games?
Well, I haven't spoken with the president about the decision by Mark Cuban on the Dallas Mavericks, the national anthem. But I know he's incredibly proud to be an American and has great respect for the anthem and all that it represents, especially for our men and women serving in uniform around the world. He'd also say that, of course, that part of pride in our country means recognizing moments where we as a country haven't lived up to our highest ideals, which is often and at times what people are speaking to when they take action at sporting events. And it means respecting the right of people granted to them in the Constitution to peacefully protest. That's why he ran for president in the first place, and that's what he's focused on doing every day.
All right, so that's Jen Psaki, and Jen Psaki is saying when you sing the national anthem, you should be thinking in your heart about how bad, how evil America is, all the evil that America has done. That's what Jen Psaki is saying there. And the reality is now you have the White House defending, the White House is now defending those who protest the Star Spangled Banner. And all I would say, if you want to look at the hypocrisy of all of this, now you've got groups out there that are playing this so-called black national anthem. Well, there's no such thing. There's one national anthem. But let's just for the fun of it here. What would happen if you had a bunch of white folks dropping to a knee and disrespecting the black national anthem? Do you think the White House would go along with something like that? Something tells me I don't think so. So look, coming up after this news break, we're going to jump into this Tucker Carlson story from last night. Tucker Carlson catching a lot of flack on social media because he says, and rightfully so, and we've talked about this on this program, that the narrative of what happened on January the 6th is not adding up. Something is not adding up here. And we're going to play some audio for you to hear, but I'm very curious about what you think about the narrative from January the 6th. Are you believing what the mainstream media wants you to believe about what happened at the U.S. Capitol building? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, that website, toddstearns.com. We got some great stuff for you to check out there. Go hang out over at the website. Come back to the radio. We'll be right back.